He was shaken into wakefulness by someone. He'd fallen asleep in the middle of the marketplace, and life in the plaza was about to resume. Looking around, he sought his sheep and then realized that he was in a new world. But instead of being saddened, he was happy. He no longer had to seek out food and water for the sheep. He could go in search of his treasure instead. He had not a cent in his pocket, but he had faith. He had decided the night before that he would be as much an adventurer as the ones he had admired in books. He walked slowly through the marketplace. The merchants were assembling their stalls, and the boy helped a candy seller to do his. The candy seller had a smile on his face. He was happy, aware of what his life was about, and ready to begin a day's work. His smile reminded the boy of the old man, the mysterious old king he had met. "This candy merchant isn't making candy so that later he can travel or marry a shopkeeper's daughter. He's doing it because it's what he wants to do," thought the boy. He realized that he could do the same thing the old man had done, sense whether a person was near to or far from his personal legend, just by looking at them. "It's easy, and yet I've never done it before," he thought. When the stall was assembled, the candy seller offered the boy the first sweet he had made for the day. The boy thanked him, ate it, and went on his way. When he'd gone only a short distance, he realized that, while they were erecting the stall, one of them had spoken Arabic and the other Spanish, and they had understood each other perfectly well. "There must be a language that doesn't depend on words," the boy thought. "I've already had that experience with my sheep, and now it's happening with people." He was learning a lot of new things. Some of them were things that he had already experienced and weren't really new, but that he had never perceived before. And he hadn't perceived them because he had become accustomed to them. He realized, "If I can learn to understand this language without words, I can learn to understand the world." Relaxed and unhurried, he resolved that he would walk through the narrow streets of Tangier. Only in that way would he be able to read the omens. He knew it would require a lot of patience, but shepherds know all about patience. Once again, he saw that, in that strange land, he was applying the same lessons he had learned with his sheep.
"All things are one," the old man had said.